Okay. Simintoffman Bays. Before we jump into Simintoffman Bays, I think it's fair to say this, if Aleph is the main meat of Simintoffman Bays, can someone tell me what's the basic problem that's underlying everything that goes into Sif Aleph? What's the basic question that all the Rishonim had to grapple with?
Is that you're getting clear? And the Kehle, the Chametz, is nothing.
Principle of
yes, but just finish up your thought. When you do Hagalah, remember, Hagalah doesn't destroy the Pleos. It removes the Pleos. It goes from the Pli into the water. And then? And then it'll go back from the water into the Kehle, right? That's the fundamental problem. You're already getting to the details. Right? The fundamental problem is that if Kagalah gets the Pleos from the Kli into the water, then the Pleos go back from the water into the Kli. Basically, they take the Pleos from the Kli into the water, now the water's Chametz thick, and we use a Kli with Chametz thick soup. Then the Kli becomes Chametz thick. So why doesn't every Kli into Hagalah 2 just go back and become Treif, or in this case, Chametz thick again? That's the basic question which all the Rishonim are grappling with. And there are four basic mahalachim in the Rishonim to solve this problem. There are four basic solutions to this problem, three of which are relatively simple, you know, one of which is controversial, and one of which is exceedingly complex. So what are the, right, how to solve the question? Problem is, right, the achametz niflat v'chozer v'nivla v'tocha kelim. And there are four basic solutions to, I mean, that's ridiculous, then the whole idea of Hagolah would work, and Hagolah is in the Torah. So there are four basic answers to why that is not a problem. One answer is, and this is, which gets very, very complex in the Rishonim, one answer is that it's borrowed really from a concept we find in Hilchos Melicha, which is also not before Shashas, which is I did start the Nifla Lo Poli. Okay, which maybe comes from other parts of Hilchos Dam. There's perhaps the nature of Hagolah process is that while the Leos are being taken out, they can't also back. They can't also go back in. So that's one solution. One solution is, you know, while Leos are going out, they can't go back in. And if you take this solution, then you have a lot of details, right? What are some of the conditions you need to meet if the solution is that, well, while it's coming out, it won't go back in, what are some of the solutions that what are some of the conditions you would need to fulfill in order to boggle your Caleb and make sure that the leaves don't go back in? For example, the water needs to be boiling at all times, because at any time the water dips below boiling, then, remember, to get Pleos into a Kli, all you need is how hot? To get Pleos out of the Kli, it needs to be how hot? We paskin, boiling. Right? So, if at any time it goes down to below boiling, then that's not the part that gets Pleos out, so let the Pleos in. So, that's called Shelo Yanuach Meirati Chasa. Right? That is... Right, the Mechaber quotes from the Kolbo, and this is very controversial, but what are some of the conditions that you need? So, A, Shelo Yanuchu Hamayim Meirati Chasa. Okay, what is another condition you need if you want to rely on this svara? Not to leave it there too long, right? Which is what this is really where the Torah and the Beis Yosef starts, right? The Orchas Chaim and the Ravid and the Rav Yah, I'm not going to mention names, what we've shown them, right? Shalom Yaniach HaKli B'mayim Yoser Midai, not to leave it too long. And this becomes especially tricky, according to the opinion of the Rif, who says that you have to make sure to leave it in long enough. Right? The Rif says you have to leave it in long enough, though the bleus will come out. But you have to make sure to leave it in long enough, but not too long. That becomes very difficult. Okay. What are some other conditions? Exactly. Right? This is also the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rabbia. Shalom lehagil ha'amayim. Right? Which doesn't sound so hard, right? What's so hard not to agil it twice? But the Taz points out, it's very hard to not to agil it twice. For example, let's say you have a long cleat. So you stick it in half, then you turn it upside down, stick it in the other half. Okay, how do you make sure you get in the half? You do it exactly on the borderline? No, you stick in 60%, then turn it around, stick in another 60%. That way you're on the safe side, because how do you know you get 50-50? Then the middle 20%, you can go twice. Or, even if it's not a long cleat, how do you hold the cleat? Right? You hold it with tongs, right? Meaning, parallel to the question of how you hold the cleat when you total it, just you can't just hold it in your hand for a Haggalah. Hopefully you can figure that out on your own. So you hold it with tongs, but where the tongs are touching it, it doesn't get Haggalah. So then you sort of swivel it and hold my tongs in another place. But now the whole thing is totaled, is kosher twice. So the Taz points out that it's very hard. Any other conditions? Any other conditions? What? No, two kilim at once shouldn't bother us in this. They're both, unless... Says the Mordechai, you can't give the Magil two Kalim with different levels of Bliya at once. I mean, if the two Kalim have equal levels of Bliya, again, this is taken from this we didn't learn Hilchos Melicha. But in Hilchos Melicha, the Gemara says that you can solve, I mean, I'm oversimplifying, you can solve like beef with beef because both of them, like the blood comes out at the same time, so they won't go in. But if you solve like birds with fish, fowl with fish, then because the fish salt very quickly, they'll be finished, then they'll absorb the blood from the fowl. Meaning, if you salt them with a lot of blood together, something with a little blood, you have a problem. Because by the time the one with a little blood is already done going out, it can then take in for the one with a lot of blood. Likewise here, if you have two kalim, one with a lot of bleus, one with a little bleus, like for example, if you show a klisheni, etc., then the klisheni will easily expel all its bleus, and then be done expelling, then it'll be able to absorb from the klisheni. Right? So, Shelo Yagil B'yachad Kalim M Bliya Meruba Shelo Yagil, let's say this M Kalim with a Bliya Muetis. Right? Not only that, the way the posts can say, I don't know if this is found in the Mishnah Berurah. You can't even do the kalim with a lot of bleus first, and then the kalim with a little bleus. Then the kalim with a lot of bleus will get all the bleus into the water, and maybe those will overpower them with a little bleus. You should always do the one with a little bleus first. Okay, any other conditions that you'd have to meet if you were relying on this? So another, okay, this actually is not in Sif Aleph, but what does Rashi say you have to do? What?
Cold water.
You wash in cold water afterwards. Why do you have to wash in cold water afterwards? So then you take it out of the Haggadah pot, what happens? There's still hot Yatzalettis bowl water on it, which is no longer boiling, and then it'll be Nifla back in. Right? So, you'd have to Yishtof Itzone after Haggadah. Right? Because you take it out, it has drops of water on it, which are no longer hot enough to do Haggadah, but are hot enough to do a Pliya, and then all the comments will be Nivla back into the Kli. And one other thing is, big topic, what about the pot you do Haggadah in? Let's say you've all your silverware, you do Haggadah in a pot. What happens to that pot? Well, that pot, you know, how long can it take? You're going to do an hour of Haggadah in this pot. this pot finished letting go of all the bleeders a long time ago. Right? So all the bleeders are getting nifla into the pot. Now the pot's going to get chametzim. So you'd have to kasher the pot afterwards. Not only that, you also have to kasher the pot beforehand, because you don't want all the bleeders from the pot going into your kelim. Maybe the bleeders from the pot will overwhelm your kelim, because there would be so many bleeders from the pot. So you'd have to yag'il hayoreh shemagilim bo. Right, yor always means a big pot. Tchila visof. Right, all of these are things you would have to do if you're relying on this svara of sort of ayit tar lemitla or bali. While the bliya is going out, it's not going to come back in. It would be very, very, very complicated. It would be very complicated. Okay. That's one. Is there an easier solution to solve this problem of how to make sure that whenever you pass for something, it doesn't go into the water and then the chametz just goes back into your pli?
Either shishim or ayinu.
Okay, those are two other solutions, right? Shishim. Maybe if you want to pass for your silverware, just make sure you have 60 times as much water as silverware. And then it doesn't matter, because whatever comes goes out of both of the shishim, it can't go back in. Right? Simple solution. Or, which is pretty equivalent, suggests Binyamin, Eino Ben Yomo. If, when you kasher your kelim, you make sure they're not Ben Yomon, then what happens to the chametz taste that goes into the water? It's nosetam lefgam, right? And if it doesn't have gum, it doesn't make the water chametz stick. And if it doesn't make the water chametz stick, then it can't go back and make your pot chametz stick. Okay, is there one more solution mentioned in the poskim? Nope, that's not within the boundaries of this question. Again, I'm not going to list every Rishon who says each of these things. You can find the Beis Yosef, I'm just going to the basic stars. Okay, is there one more solution, which maybe is the starting point of our simon? Is there another solution?
What is that?
Exactly. There is another solution, which is Hag'Allah Kodem Shas HaIsser. If you do all your Hag'Allah before the Isser starts, while it's going mutter to eat chametz, then how does this solve the problem? Because it's not bar not to hetera, right? Chametz to kli is one, kli to water is the second. That's the second transfer. It's still hetera. Not bar not to hetera doesn't count. It disappears. So therefore, the water is not chametz stick. Basically, these all notice the difference. Solution one says in a chametz the water becomes chametz stick. It's just not going to go back and affect my kli, and that's going to have to be a finely calibrated choreography in order to make sure that the water is chametz stick, but it doesn't go back to my kli. Solutions 2, 3, and 4 say the water never becomes chametzik in the first place. Either because of bit of shisha, or because of no sukan of gam, or because of not bar not the hetera. After the iser, it's already not bar not the isur. But before the iser, it's not bar not the hetera. Notice, these solutions are much easier. Okay, so what is the hour exactly? What is the hour where you have to do your Hag'Allah before? Right? When do you have to do the Hag'Allah before? So here it is a little tricky. The Darkei Moshe says something about before the sixth hour. Although many of you shown him say before the fifth hour. Okay. And the Bir Halacha struggles with this. In the Ramah, he actually says, which might even mean after 6 hours and the seventh hour. So it's a little unclear exactly what this magical hour is. Lemaisa, all the posts assume it means kodem sha'a chamishis, right? So the fifth hour becomes asur, even though the Yakimosha says that maybe you could squeeze this in the law if you work very hard for the sixth hour, which reminds us of those who are more to say yourself, the Grizz, who says that it's not really a chamishis shall come into the fifth hour, and it's really a chamishis the sixth hour. And we'll come back to the Ramah in a moment, on the map in a moment. Okay. These are the four basic solutions to our problem. We want to figure out, in reading the Shulchan Aruch, is, you know, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? Just before we get to the, let's fill in one more detail. The Shulchan Aruch, or the Beis Yosef, already brings a big machlokas between the Ravid and the Rashba, which will be a little familiar to us, about Shisha. What do inquiring minds want to know? What question might we have about making sure that we have 60 times as much water as the kli we're being magel, so you'll bit the b'shisha? Remember that from the Sivet Sadi test. Right? Meaning, let's say I have, how much water do I have in my pot? I have 300 ounces of water in my pot. Fluid ounce, of course. 300 ounces of water in my pot. And I do my gala to a kli, which is 3 ounces. No problem. 3 to 300 is 1/100th. No problem. If then I put another 3 ounce kli in at the same time, I'm dead. Because now there's 6 ounces of kli at the same time. 6 out of 300 is only 1/50th. But let's say I'm smart. I put in 1 3 ounce kli and then I take it out. And I put in another 3 ounce kli. And then I take it out. Then I put another 3 ounce kli and I take it out. Do we say each time it's bottle 3 and 300? Or do that's called counting kavanah tolls recall or close air. You say no. By the time I add up 10 kalim, it's now 30 out of 300. It's a 10th. It's going to be usher. That the Beis Yosef quotes the machlokes achronim, the Ravid is makel, as he often is to say counting kavanah tolls. The Rashi is matnir. Maisa the achronim. If you look in, the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Vav and the Mishabura Sifkatan Yud Gimel. They're machmer about this. It says the Mishabura Sifkatan Yud Gimel, according to the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Vav, he says, the Magel in parentheses, the Magel Harbi Kilim Zachar Zet, Sarshimayim Shishim Neged Kulam. Israel Chomishes don't play the Choser Veneir. He paskins Choser Veneir, and he says Magen Avraham based on the Shach later on, and then he quotes the Achronim. The Eger wants me to know the Lahakel, etc. Lemaisa we paskin. Okay, there's some discussion. You know, what would we say if the Evan if we're using some food, etc. But we paskin. Choser v'neir, which means that if you're being magal a lot of kalim, it's not so shy of shisha. If you're one of these big Haggadah, you know, centers on the street, you have this giant cauldron, which is tremendous, which is 60 times anything, you don't really have shisha. Because, yeah, but 100 people are going to come to do Haggadah in your, you know, stand on the sidewalk, and it's going to be choser v'neir, you're not going to have shisha, can I get all the kalim? Okay. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh li zahir lahagel kodem shachamishtes. You should be nizhar to do a gala before the fifth hour when it is still hetera. Why? They should start the dark taking matin ben yomo. So you don't have to worry about ben yomo. Adds the Ramah. Om yeshisha b'mayim negit klishamagel olav. Or whether you have shisha. Meaning, so you don't have to worry about Yom, you don't have to worry about Shisha. What's the simplest thing? Do all your kashrim before the fifth hour, right? That's our minute. Nowadays, we kashrim everything before the fifth hour. Then you don't have to worry about anything. The chain, right? You don't have to worry about whether or not it's shishim. You don't have to worry about whether or not ben yomer. You don't have to worry about whether or not it's always being machlit, so that it can't be nivla. It says v'chein. What do we have to worry about? It lists almost everything in this list. In ma'yo kelim shli also mu'etes and kelim shli also meruba. What we call one D. V'chein m'shah kelim sochayor yosu b'dai. Leave it too long. What we called one B. V'ein m'shah so kolkach. And what's the flip side? And if you say, well, I'll just do it really quickly, maybe you won't leave it long enough. Which brings up an interesting side question, which is, how long do you have to leave a taka? He says, you have to worry. It might be a problem if you don't if you don't leave it long enough. Okay, how long do you have to leave it in order for it to be Haggalah? So, the Torah brings down a machlokes. He calls the Rif, says, as long as you need, based on your estimate, for all the blios to leave. I have no idea how to estimate that. And what does the Torah say to the Minigas? In quotes from Shiri Shonen? How long do you have to do Haggalah? What does the Torah quote from the Rishonen? Says the Mishnah Brewer here. Says the Torah, Miyad. Just put them in and take it out right away.
Is that supposed to be an estimate or disagree?
What?
Is that an estimate or disagreeing with the
premise? Disagree. What's the minimum time for Haggalah? The Rif says enough for all the Bleos to come out, which we have no idea what that means. And the Torah and other Rishonim say, Miyad, right away. The question is, of course, what question then arises? And this happens often, things like this in Halacha. It has to be very clear. The Rif said, oh, a long time until you're sure the Bleos came out, which you use your knowledge of Bleos, which is very hard for us. And the Torah says, no, right away. And then what happens? What's right away? No, forgetting that. What does right away mean? So the Shard seals, but Gimli puts my focus. What does right away mean? Says the Brichadosh said, what he means the Kinsuto. Right away is right away. As soon as you dip it in, you take it out. Right? Says the Brichadosh, Miyad Mamish. This is in the third Shard seal. However, says the Taz and the Mishnah Brura, say no, he doesn't literally mean Miyad. How can anything happen Miyad? That's ridiculous. He really means Miyad Lavdavga, and therefore says the Mishnah Brura, he says, Ditzarek L'shahos Me'at. Okay, Me'at. Right? He doesn't literally mean Miyad, it means Me'at for a little. Okay. So, how do we paskin? We paskin, certainly L'chad Chila. Okay, says the Mishnah Brura implies that both the Mishnah and Sharon seal that the Evid would be so much on the Brichadosh. The Evid would be so much on the Brichadosh. But Lechachila, the Sharon seal says Lechachila, Nachon Lechachmir, and even the Mishnah Buri says, Eno Kedayim. Okay, but Lechachila, we say it has to be Ma'at. What does Ma'at mean? I actually tried to look in a few, you know, until like the Mamish, like our days, no one ever wrote anything. Nowadays, like, people expect more quantification. And so I tried to look. I looked in the modern day books. I, you know, the very practical spark. Nowadays, the websites, well, the pastors agencies, etc. And everyone just makes up whatever they want. So, yes, everyone thinks in a different number of seconds to be ma'at. And no one actually has any, I mean, how are you supposed to know how long it is? So I don't know how long ma'at is. Nearly is 19 means a few seconds. I think that's
you. You can mean 20.
No, it can't.
You can mean more than 30.
What?
It means 3.
A few does not mean 20. I don't know where you
thought it means 2. The few is 2 plus.
3 plus. Okay. I don't know what a few means in Tina, but I grew up in Brooklyn. It was a bit of a tougher neighborhood. And in Brooklyn, we knew that a few didn't mean 20.
It means 3.
You know. You had to, if you had to deal with the Italians or anywhere school every day, you would understand that a few doesn't mean 20. But, you know, it's teenage.
Three minutes.
So, Hashas is 3 seconds, let's say. I think I saw the Pnimi Halacha 3 seconds. Some people say 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I have no idea. Hashas. 3 seconds is already not. I'm not sure I would use that. Anyway, the max of a few seconds, I think, is okay. But everyone can make up whatever number they want and work with that, because that's the minute Olam. Anyway, so we passed in Miyad. In any case, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the problem? He says you'll either have to worry about Shishim, or about Eina Ben Yomo, or about, let's remember, not putting Kalim with a lot of Plios together with Kalim with a few Plios, not leaving it too long, which then creates the challenge of not leaving it too short. He's not done yet. Not to let the water go down from its Reticha, skipping the Brahma. For now, likewise, not to put the Kalim in until the Mayim is already boiling, right? Meaning, not only shouldn't you let it go down while the Kalim are in there, you shouldn't put it in until it's already boiling. This is very mysterious. What's the problem with putting it in before it's boiling? Put it in before it's boiling, it will lay a lot of things, but then when it boils, it'll be pulling them. Like, as long as it's boiling at the end, who cares about the beginning? Here, there's the one where we keep Eger, but most of the regret Mishnah Berurah says, this is really just a chumrah. Meaning, if you let the boiling go down while your kli is in there, that's ma'akiv, because all the chumrahs will go out and come back in. If you put it in while it's not boiling, but then get it boiling, that's not ma'aki, that's just not so mahudr, because at first it gets in a lot of meals, but then it'll expel them. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes this one is just a chachila. That you won't have to. Basically, what does the Mechaber mention? The Mechaber suggests this, so you don't have to worry about this, or this, or this, and this, and this, and this. Why does he not mention C and E? So the Taz says, and of course, so you don't have to worry about not doing it twice. It's not clear why the Mechaber didn't mention that. Right? Taz is not really sure. And why doesn't he mention E? Pashtus, because at the end of the Siman, what will he say? That what's our minug? Our minug is to always rinse it off in cold water afterwards regardless. So since the minug is to always do it anyway, then it doesn't really have to be part of this cheshbon because you're always going to do it anyway because it's the minug. I understand. If you do Haggalah after the fifth hour, and it was Ben Yomel, and there wasn't Shishim, you would need Mi'ikra Hadin, not just a Minhag, to rinse it off afterwards. But this is the Minhag anyway, so I'll put a little star, meaning since that's the Minhag anyway, he doesn't mention it as one of the options here. Because we all do it anyway, so we keep Minhag in. So that is the Mechaber. Basically, what's the Mechaber saying? What's the Mechaber saying? And the Ramah look over agreeing with, because the Ramah look over agrees with, because he doesn't, he just argues, he says, and what if you wait till later, right? Then it's different. What does the Mechaber and Pashtus Ramah say? You have 4 options. You have 4 options. You know, his advice is to do it before the fifth hour. But if not, you have all the other options open to you. Okay, if not, you have the other options open to you. What does the Ramah, you have the other options open to you. Is it so pashut that all of these are good options? Is it so pashut that all of these are good options? not so pashut, because 2 of these options are controversial. Which 2 of these options are controversial?
Before the fifth hour.
And
the other is
okay. Okay, a little. Are they, right, bought? Are all these options valid? Let's ask ourselves that question, right? Are all these options valid? So, Shishin is definitely valid. Taz says, is it a problem that delicious will have to be left? What's the answer?
Bittle.
What?
It's not bittle, it's being deployed in this.
But it's being bottle in the water, right? The blue is going out and being bottle in the water. Are you being bottle in the water? What does Taz say? No, no one's bothered by that because your kavanah is not to your vatel, then just drink the water. Your kavanah is just to get it out of your kelim. So let's take option two is definitely valid, but not usually practical because of chozer v'neir, right? That's a technical problem, as it turns out. Because of chozer v'neir, it's not always such a practical option, but it's valid. How about option three, Eino ben Yomo? Here the Taz says, no, lechatchila, you shouldn't rely on nosim tam lufgam lechatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah and everyone else disagrees with him. Right? Says the Taz, Ein lismoch al nosim tam lufgam lechatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah and Shar Poskim say not true at all. Yeah, you shouldn't stomp a treif into your food to be in. That's a talmud of God. Eat that with chatchila. But over here, when you're trying to kasher, they say no. This is valid lechatchila. And we pass in like the Mishnah Berurah against the Taz. Okay, that's the Taz in Sifkatan. It's really in Sifkat Zayin. It's also in Sifkat Hey is the main part. And the Mishnah Berurah totally disagrees with him. Where does the Mishnah Berurah disagree with him? In Sifkatan, maybe I wrote it down. Maybe I didn't. Give me a second. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Taz.
Yud-Chet, maybe?
The Mishnah Berurah in Yud-Chet, perhaps. I'm looking for In Sif Aleph also someplace. He disagrees with the Taz in Sif Aleph also. Okay, I just don't remember the exact Sif Kat. Okay, it doesn't. It's not so important. Okay, how about number four? Who disagrees with the idea of Naparnata Tera? Looking at Avram, I don't think you find a disagreement. Looking at Taz, I don't think you find a disagreement. Where do you have to look to find a disagreement? The Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel She'en, Tzrich Lizorem, Hine Ramon Mechaber Chosudek HaMechad Shitsa, Dibizman Shemot Arachat, Tzrich Naparnata Tera, Ein Tzor Lizor B'Shom Dabar. He said, Ayin Ba'ol HaShabbos, Ubi Chodesh Bir Hagra, who asks, a big kasha, reject this. So, if you say the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and others and the Aruch HaShulchan here all say it's valid. However, the Ola Shabbos is not from one of the earlier Mepharshim on Shulchan Aruch HaChaim. He's also the oldest Tamid and Ola Shabbos of the same person, which is called Ola Tamid. The first third of Or Chaim, right? Which is where Chal Chelik Alpha Beis, and all the Shabbos on the rest, including Yantif. And the Pri Chadash, and the Gra, some heavy hitters, and the Mishnah Berurah is basically Machmir this way, both in the Bir Halacha and in the Mishnah Berurah himself. In the Bir Halacha, he leans towards being Machmir, and not only that, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, in Yud Gimel, he says, I am Bir Halacha, that Kamachronim said that even before his Mishnah Chametz, you still need to make sure that it's Ainu Ben Yom or Batal B'Shishim. So he says, no. Why? Why do they disagree with this? After all, it's not for not the Tera. Why do they disagree with this heter? So that's a big discussion. You go in that for not the Tera L'Chachima, which the Tazdog bring up, etc. But that's not what bothers them so much. So after all, this is not a regular not bar not, it's a not bar not bar not, right? Chametz into kli, into water into kli. Maybe that's the in general in your day of most achronim thought that a not bar not bar not involving two kalim, even the grom lechachila, we don't really worry about. What was their problem? Remember we had a machlokes, the simitof the nala for the chametz that tera bala or isura bala, and we paskin. Which way did we paskin? That's why you're thinking Trey would need me, but not Hagala. So if there's a machloket, there's a terabala or a surabala, we pass me surabala. Why? Because the Ramban famously said, Chomet Shmo Alav. It's the cold Chomet the whole year. It's not like Basr B'Chalav, which that's a terabala, because when it was Nivla, it wasn't yet Basr B'Chalav. It was just Basr, or just Chalav. Or Nosar, which when it was Nivla, wasn't Nosar. Chomet was Chomet the whole year, I understood. It wasn't usher to eat it practically the whole year. It was chametz all the whole time. Same as they chametz to Yisura Bala, then chametz is not bar not to Yisura. That's the equation they make. They make an equation between Tachlan Aleph and Tachlan Beis, which l'chora seems like a good one, right? If chametz is Yisura Bala, then it's not bar not to Yisura. If it's not bar not to Tera, it's a Tera Bala. So if you want to paskin, it's a Tera Bala, not bar not to Tera, wonderful. You want to pass it's Isur Bala, not Bernat Isur, wonderful. But there are people that are asking that it's Isur Bala in Tufton Aleph Sif Av, but yet that it's not Bernat Tehra in Tufton Beis Sif Aleph. And that's inconsistent, they claim. Okay, so the opponent point out that if you Machaber didn't make this up, lots and lots of Rishonim, the Russian, many other Rishonim passed this. It's not like the Machaber made a little mistake. The Machaber misunderstood the Rishonim, he made this mistake. No. This goes back to many Rishonim. I'm not saying old Rishonim. Saying many Rishonim held this. It's obviously not a mistake. It's a shita, but nonetheless, these Gedolei Achronim disagreed with it. They say it's not valid because since we paskin that chametz is isura bala, it's also not are not. The Isura, which again, l'chora seems like a strong taina, right? That is what a number of Rishonim say, which why the Mishnah Berurah is reluctant to rely on the Mechaber's main heter. What's the Mechaber says? He says your main heter is not Bernat de Tera. Then you don't have to worry about anything else, which is very simple. Just do all kashering before, 10 o'clock a.m. on Erev Pesach. Very simple in both kashering stations, and you're good to go. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is reluctant to rely on this because there are Achronim who ask a very strong kasha. There must be an answer to the kasha, right? The Machaber and the Rosh and other Rishonim will help this. But the Achronim asks this kasha on it. And what does he say? He says, this all comes from a Rashba. Calls this, says the Rosh Mishitasa, the Beir Gra, Delo Igri, the Ikri Hetera, right? Delo the Havi Isura in Philip, Ba'ayin Rashba, etc. Kfarnes is Bayer, Simitoftan Aleph, Shadas, Arif, Rosh, Kadas Ramban, that it's Isura Bala. What's Isura Bala? No matter not or not. Okay, they point out, and it's not true, the Rosh Paskin, Yisura Bala and Paskin, not Bernat Tehra. It wasn't a mistake on the Mechaber's part. Okay, this is the famous Kasha. This is actually one of the most interesting Kashas in Hilchos Hagalos Kelim, which is, how can the Mechaber and the Rosh and many others be inconsistent and say it's not Bernat Tehra, and yet it is Yisura Bala? It's a very Sounds like a very loaded question. I'm not sure that I actually know the answer. Yeah?
Isn't there some conversation about not bringing up comics for the older Pesach itself? Maybe before Pesach?
Ah! That's what the William Rowe points out. He asks, but earlier in talking about Zion, how about anything which is cooked, in, how about any food cooked in Chametz de Kiglum that are Ben Yom? Any food cooked in Eino Ben Yom Chametz de Kli, we assume is Mutter. How about food cooked in Ben Yom Chametz de Kli? We assume is Chametz de Kli. What about the heter of Naparnat? Right? So, for the Grom, assuming, of course, no heter Naparnat, it's Naparnat Yisura. The Magen Avraham says, if you look at the Magen Avraham here, he has a question with Imnap or not. How come Tafim Zayin, we assert the, what do you cook? We assert the chicken that you cooked in a Ben Yom Ofleish pot, because, and even though it was not or not, and over here we're Mikol and not or not. Okay, so that he says that doesn't bother him. That's because of the Rivan. Over there is only two steps. So we're Machmer for the Rivan for Chomer de Pesach. There's no Heter, not for non ambition. Over here is three steps for Megal. So he got out of that. For the Grah, just erase Tuffman Bays and you're good to go. Okay, but that doesn't answer this theory in the Machaber. Lemais, I'll tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even though I kept saying, in the moment I introduced the concept of Tehrapallah, I said, oh, it's the same idea as Napar, not the Tehrap. Right? Which makes the Grah, the Prechadosh, happy. Obviously the Machaber thinks it's not exactly the same idea. And what the Aruch HaShulchan says, although it is a little dachuk, he says, not Barnate Teira is purely qualitative. Not Barnate Teira can't have an Isser Chal on it, and therefore, Chometz is a Teira and the Isser can't be Chal. Hetera Bala is more quantitative. It's that if it's a Teira Bala, then it's such a small quantity that it can't Aser. While if it's Isura Bala, it'll be a larger quantity. Here we go. Tricky part. He said, rather, if you do Hagalos and Idli, but it's such a small quantity that it won't ask for your food. And he says, since Chametz is Asher B'mashu, they were a little more Machmir. Okay, every time I say it over, I must admit. Okay, I'll say, I am Shaman, the Aruch HaShulchan, who tries to explain this question. It's a very, very difficult kasha on the Machaber and on the Rush. Again, the Gruff says, oh, just the Machaber who messed up. It's not. It's the Rush, and it's not only the Rush and a number of Shonen who all have this inconsistency, and they think that it's Isur Bala, and nonetheless, not or not the Etera, and not or not the Etera, Isura versus and Isur Bala, Etera Bala, don't necessarily go together. It's not a package deal. The Gruff thinks it is a package deal. Halacha L'maisa that makes us hesitant, Halacha L'maisa, we're hesitant to rely on Heter, on the fourth heter, therefore, meaning the recommended one of the Machaber. Machaber said you have four options, but I recommend in our board the fourth option, obviously, in his Shofar of the first. Lemaisa, the Achronim say, not only don't we recommend this option, we don't really want to rely on this option at all. We really recommend one of the other options. How about the first option of just being careful to make sure that it's busy, it has such power to take out the bleeders, it's always taking out the bleeders, handles all of them in. Number one, is it a very easily practical option? No. Okay, but let's say you're really good about it. Says the Mishabur, the first beer halacha, he throws a curveball, which you don't find at all in the Torah of Beis Yosef. Let me ask you a simple question. This second option, Bet Moshishim, does that come from Shas, that there's Bet Moshishim? Yeah, of course, Bet Moshishim and Shas. It's option of Ein Ben Yomo. Does that come from Shas? That the Heter of Ein Ben Yomo? Yeah. Not Parnat Tetera. Does that come from Shas, the idea of Not Parnat Tetera? Yeah. While the boiling water is getting the time out of Kelim, you can't put it back in at the same time. Does that come from anywhere in Shas? No. Doesn't come from anywhere in Shas. Yes, there's something about a liver. It really goes start to the liver. When the liver is being cooked and the blood leaves, blood can't go in. Not only blood can't go in, maybe. Blood can't go in. That has nothing to do with Hagalos Kelim. Basically, there's no good mucker in Shas. Why don't the Rishonim say it? They sort of tried to, they figured out Misvara. Look in the first Bir Halacha. What does he say? I am a Shabur, and a Kam Achronim, quotes Mount Yehuda, Mar Mordechai, Chadash, and Ophel Farshu, Mitzkash of Divra Machaber, Not that point. What I mean is a little further than this. what does he say? He says, "The imu ben yomo ve'in shishu levatol pleita, afim yez zohir shlul shas or shlul yuchem ayin tichasim gam king usher." Did not tinen ka poskim? We hold like the poskim, the Rashba and Tosfos, the Diyuk and Tosfos of Kof, and the Shut Rashba to the Olam Voleya. And the Gross said maybe the Mechaber even meant this. What does the Mishnah Berurah quote? I would not say this Pashu Shach Mechaber, but right, what is the Mishnah? What is the Bir Halacha? Al P, we show them who are not in any of the list of those things. There is Yosef, the Rashba, and the Tosfos says there is no such heter. No such concept. There is no such heter. The whole thing is not true. Tosfos is very bothered. Tosfos says, Mida Raisa, it's only Xavier Drabana, you have to kashrut the Yosef, not Ben Yomo. Mida Raisa, you only have to kashrut the Yosef, Ben Yomo. Says, hold on. If Mida Raisa, you have to kashrut Trev Kalim, and you only have to kasher with ben yomo, then it's not an operative to tater. You need to rice, you kasher treif kilim. The Torah's not talking about chametz, the Torah's talking about treif. And you can't say wait till sinu ben yomo, because if you need to rice, you only have to kasher with ben yomo. And you can't say always have 60 times as much water, because if you need to rice, you kasher all kilim, including big pots, when you don't have any place to put them that has 60 times as much water. So how do you need to rice, you're supposed to kasher kilim? And he didn't answer. Oh, just make sure to like only boil the water for long enough, et cetera, et cetera, and not let it go down in temperature, et cetera. Right? He didn't give that answer. He figured out a way to always have shishim. Right? If you remember Tosin Daf Kof of Chulin, he says, well, you do Hagala twice. When you do go the first time, some goes into the water and only a little bit goes back to the pot of the chesed. And you do the second time, it's supposed to be shishim in the water. Okay, that's the idea from Tosin. Tosin doesn't hold this whole idea. And the Shabrasta also doesn't hold this idea. And the Bir Halacha wants to claim based on the Gros Yudbeis, I think, are Gros. I don't know if my Gros has Osios. Does it? No. But 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, that's going to be too much to count. Okay, it's someplace there. He. No such heter. And. What well, you have? Oh, you have. What? Read me. What does it start with?
It's on my sheet. Hey, stop for my.
What's the name of Lizahir. What's Sif? Sarath Lizahir. There it is. Oh, it's going back at the end of Sif Aleph. Yeah, that certainly Zahir is going on the, that's what I thought, going on the Ramah, not on the Machaber, right? This is really based on, it's a little funny. The Gra, Pirish Divrei Machaber, was he Pirish Divrei Machaber or Pirish Divrei HaRamah? It's really on the Ramah. If you ask me, I would say the Gra is not being first the Machaber. The Machaber is first the Ramah, because what does the Ramah say? Let's read the Ramah, the second Ramah. I know I can read the first Ramah yet. The Imlohil Kodulbani Surah, Isura Yahul Hagalat of Pesach. So us coming from Mashu. If you didn't do Hagalah until the time of Isser, you can still do Hagalah the whole era of Pesach till nightfall. Because once Pesach comes into the Mashu, the Inamol Hagalah, Shakodur Boleah, Hagalah won't work, Shakodur Boleah. Lomoto Lavin Klito for Pesach. Ukshamagil, what does the Ramah say? And here the Mishnah does have two deos in the beginning of Yud Gimel. I'm going to go with his first dea. But basically, what's the deal in the Ramah? The Ramah says once Pesach starts, you can't do Agala. Minig Ashkenaz is, you're not allowed to do Agala once Pesach starts. Not if you're not allowed to, it's not effective, right? It doesn't work. can't do a gola on Pesach. Sfardim can do a gola on Pesach. Ashkenazim can't. Why can't Ashkenazim do a gola on Pesach? Let's think about it. It's clearly not. It's not for empty sewer once Pesach starts, right? All use mitzvah shishim, but what's the rule of chametz on Pesach? Aser b'mashu. All Sfardim can do a gola on Pesach. Why? As long as the kliyos ain't a ben yombo, the water in those time, the chametz water in those time, the gamin is all doesn't exist. But what are Ashkenazim hold? That no satan of gam is also on Pesach. Ashkenazim are machmer and no satan of gam on Pesach. That's why the Mishnah kept saying it's anybody almost a sniff lahak altogether with other things. But the other, why is it anybody almost? The other is Ashkenazim. It's in the tough sound Zion, if I recall correctly, right? Do I recall correctly, Isaac?
Sure.
Right, the okay, someone will have to find it for me. But someplace around there is a machlokas merchab and rama about no sintam of gam on Pesach. Isaac, you'll find it for us. Okay, thank you. That's what it was. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering.
No, I think I have Tafem Zayin Bet.
Tafem Zayin Bet.
Sorry.
Okay. We're machmer and nosin talmud gam on Pesach. Fine. So what does Rambam say? There's no way to kasher on Pesach. Shishim doesn't help. Eichin benyomim doesn't help. Napar not the enter is not applicable. Why did the Rambam just say being this hard to only put it in for the right amount of time and the boiling water so that the talmud would go ahead and not come back in on Pesach? The answer is because he just didn't hold from this. That's the diuk, right? That's the diuk, right? Plus, let's add plus the diuk or the gra. From the Ramah, Shepasak, the E. Efshar Lehagil, the Pesach. Right? The Gruff said it's impossible to do a goal on Pesach. Impossible to do a goal on Pesach. Sorry, the Ramah says. So that must be that he hopefully toasts on the Rash, but that's the deal. Okay, I go to the Muffer. Maybe he just held it wasn't so practical. Maybe, but maybe he just held it too hard for most people. Maybe he just held that a tiny bit might get through, and that's a problem of Pesach, but error of Pesach, a tiny bit's not a problem. But that's the gross diuk in the Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, what's our minhag? There's a lot to be said in terms of how we get from here to our minhag. How do we get from here to our minhag? Let's go to, I guess we'll differentiate between din and minhag. Binyamin, can you get the board for me? Is Liam still there? Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, before you as far as the gross hashim in the rush. Is it possible to suggest that when I draw a goal on covenants, I'm sorry that so comes before, I weaken those wheels. The obvious that those wheels become usher, so usher wheels can usher. Before Pesach, before they actually become the key of usher wheels, no more those weakened wheels before Pesach will usher. The way the Ramban against the growth of the Slavic readers, the way that we understood coming down a year ago, It's more to my friend, so you're allowed to get to that table.
Right. The problem is that in the actual Gemara of Hetera Bala, which is talking about Nosar, the Heter of Hetera Bala applied even after it already became Nosar. As long as Hetera Bala, as long as B'shas Bliya was Heter, that was good enough. So according to you, you're going to have some trouble explaining that. Right? Because why don't we say it became Nosar while it was Nivla in there, and then it's a problem. You have to somehow be mechalik between Nosar and Chametz. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Because Hetera Bala, the Gemara says, even if you do Hagala after the time of eating the korban ends, it's still okay. So it was Nivla, it was Heter. So apparently, like, the Isra is not chalon while it's still in the Kli. So it's still going to be a little tricky. Okay.
So the element of Shin Chametz.
Right. Yomi's making a good point. He says, in Naparnate Tira, what happens is all the Chametz comes out of the Kli before Pesach when it's still Heter. And then it's just in the water. And in the water, it's just too weak to. I mean, then it goes back into the Kli. Once it goes in the water back into the Kli, it's too weak to be anything. However, if you do Agala to something that you leave on, then. You still have Kliyos there. There's, I mean, but in this case, you also saw Kliyos there. Kliyos went into the Kli, from the Kli to the water, from the water back into the Kli. They're just very weak. But it's still there, it's just weak.
It's two steps.
Ah, okay. So you're saying one is a, you're getting into a little bit of trouble here. You're losing your clarity.
Which is so much?
Okay.
Which Heter is it that,
Heter number one, which is that while the beliefs are coming out, they won't go back in. Which was the whole, you know, from, you know, beginning of the tour, etc., and all these conditions.
So we can believe a long Aser. So it's not going to Aser in the water. It's not going to Aser in the water. You hear them, the Isser beliefs are still in the Pisa. Those cannons.
You're saying, and not for not the Teira, according to the Chaver and the Rosh, with the Imei, it's the chametz goes into the water before Pesach. Can't make the water chametz stick. The water is no chalos chametz stick. And then the water is not chametz stick, the Kli is not chametz stick. However, if you do Hagala to something, you need Kli, but there are still Klios in there. And when Pesach comes, because the Shem chametz was there all along, they become us. But over here, we don't say they become usher. Basically, you're saying that the bleos are weak, but in the same place they always were, then chametz shmala, they can become usher when Pesach comes. When the bleos are weak going into a new place, they're just not toe-faced that new place.
Which is what we say about the Nafra Nafra Tera. I think the end just says that Nafra Nafra Tera, through my end, if it was chametz, even though Pesach wouldn't be usher, Masha was very good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Machaber says.
It's not going to usher the Kli.
Okay, because it's already not two-faced the mind, as it were. And therefore there's nothing to go back to the Kli. That's Shmuel of helps when it's in the same place. Now, if it's Mamish Isser, then either way it stays Isser. If it's Mamish Heter, like plain meat or plain milk, or Kutchin before this man comes, then either way it's not going to have Chavos Isser. But if it's something which is not yet usher, but still shmor alav, then it's not going to trafe up the mayim, but it is going to, it's not going to make the mayim chametz stick, or even potentially chametz stick, but it still is going to stick around the kli, so it was already there, and then the isser will take effect on Pesach, because it was always shmor alav. Something along the lines of perhaps in the kli, the isser chametz was always there, so even if you weaken it, it stays. I know it wasn't practically also yet, but Chalos Chametz is always in the Kli. Even if you weaken it, it stays. However, the Chalos Chametz was never in this Hagala water. It's just going into there now. And since right now it's going into there very weakly, therefore it doesn't take effect. Here, I think you're saying something along those lines. Okay. I think Yoni's saying well. I think Yoni's saying well. Sort of the insight is that chametz is shmol alav. So once there's chametz in this kli, even if you weaken it, there's still chametz in the kli. However, if you're doing hagalah, hagalah gets all the chametz. Again, hagalah on a cooking pot, not hagalah on a roasting pan. Then all the taste goes out into the water, becomes very weak. But there wasn't chametz in this water yet. To make this new chalos chametz in the water, that's not going to help. Okay, we'll leave the rest of this food for thought. Let's see what this means. Halacha le masa. First, let's read the Rambam. Again, I'm going to skip the first Rambam because that is a bit of a side point. Let's go to the second Rambam. If you don't do Haggadah, let's remember for, let's do, you know, what about Haggadah? The Fi, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. What do we say? According to the Mechaber and the Ramah, we say before the fifth hour, it's always okay. Right? Before the fifth hour, it's always okay because Nachbarnat Tetera. Right? But what would we be Machmer? Machmer to require shishim or eino ben yomo. How about from the fifth hour until Pesach starts? Says the Ramah. Then you don't have not tetera. What does he say again? Then you have to be nizar on everything. What does it mean? You have to be nizar on everything. Not 100% clear. The simple pshat is that, as the Mishnah says at first, means you need one of the things. Right? You need one of the things. Right? Then the Mishnah has a second opinion where he says maybe he means that davka after 6 hours, opposed to after the fifth hour, like in the afternoon, which is the reisa, you should be more nitzer because there are shitas that are machmer and mashahu, etc. So then you need, need shishem or Eino ben yomo, or let's call it solution one, which is a very complicated one. And what do we say? And it's not clear. Why did he say after 6 hours means the seventh hour and on? And why does he these are called for him? So the Mishnah Berurah has one opinion that he quotes from the Chok Yaakov. Maybe, or there are moment. Here we're not sure. Maybe there are moment. Let's see. We're not sure if you helped from this. The gross is in. Maybe there are moment that from the seventh hour you need Eino ben yomo and shishim. And we'll call it solution one since I don't have a good. You know, maybe he literally meant all the dvarim. If it's the afternoon, which is the rice of the seventh hour, that's Mishmur calls the Chag Yaakov, not sure. What do we say? We say that you need shishim or Eino ben yomo. Basically, once we're not allowed Nachbarnat Tetera, there's really not so much of a difference between doing it before the fifth hour and after the fifth hour. What about on Pesach? On Pesach, then the Ramah What does the Ramah say? can't do Hagala, only Liban. Why can you do Liban on Pesach? Why don't we have the same problem with Liban, that the Isser will go back into it?
It destroys it,
right. And the Mechaber doesn't say, but Lefi the Mechaber, at the very least, you know, you should have a solution, either leave it in long enough that it doesn't go back in, or more simply, the Mechaber, they had the rain of Benyomo. I mean, that's what's hard to do. I don't know what's that. It's hard to wait until Pesach the Kasher. They don't usually just, now that's easy. But Sfarim can wait until Pesach the Kasher and then just make sure it's in Benyomo. They have no problem because Sfarim hold the Nusnam of Gavim Mutter on Pesach. However, this is sort of Alpitin. Then we have Tumen Hagim Lit Chumra. What are the Tumen Hagim Lit Chumra? And then I know we have to fill in some details. Let's go to Sif Beis. And we'll see 1 minute book over. Sif Beis is really Simon Sadihe, you might recall. Yeshli Zohar Mila Hagil Kleya Basra Kleya Chalab Yachad. You should be careful not to do a Gola and Milch and Kleisha Kalim together. Elam Kin Echamim Ain't a Ben Yomo, unless one of them is not Ben Yomo. Okay. You shouldn't do. Here, the Taz a little worried. Why are we lying in Ben Yomo and not Lechachila? Well, my so most of the posts are not worried. For din, you should be careful not to do, because what's the problem with kashering milk and meat kalim together if they're both Ben Yomo? You're going to have not Bernat Sur. If you remember, there's Macholim Rechab and Ramah. And what happens to Yevin if you did it? What happens if B'dievet, if you did kasher milk and meat kalim together, they were both Ben Yomo? Machlokas. The Mechaber says much of the Yevin, but from here we see it's also Hachila at the time. I think the Shafer, someone mentioned, even when the Mechaber is also Hachila. How do we know even when the Mechaber is also Hachila? Because he said it here. And he doesn't want to come to Pesach, right? This is just about Pesachal. Right? And for the Ramah, it's also even the Yevon. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out in Yudalah. For the Ramah, it's also the Yevon. Kol Shein Kli Shel Isser, and the Ramah. And for sure, Kli Shel Isser is a problem, because the Kli Shel Isser, I mean, if you're, it's not only Chavitz, it gets trafe, then it's always not part of the Isura, so it's always going to make the water trafe. If it's Ben Yomo, and make the thing trafe again. Al Kein Nagush Lo Lahagel Shom Kli Ben Yomo. First minig of the Ramah. The minig is not to ever kasher anything that's not Ben Yomo. And as Mishmur, this means whether it's treif, whether it's basr chol, whether it's just meat, whether it's just milk, whether it's just chametz. Our minhag is, at least in Ashkenaz, we never kasher anything that's not ben yomo, bein by Pesach, bein by all year long. Why? Because that's the simple solution. You just wait till you please ain't ben yomo, you can never mess up. Think about it. You'll never mess up, right? You just wait till it's ain't ben yomo. Then you'll never mess up. That is the minhag Ashkenaz. So, this is Alpi Din. But let's add Alpi Minhag. Basically, what have we come up with now? Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Alpi Din. You're okay as long as you have Shishim or Eino Ben Yomo. Minhag. Afilu Bechol Hashana Kula. Even not for Pesach, right? Meaning, even not on Pesach, right? Now coming to Pesach. The general meaning Ashkenaz is Davka Eino Ben Yomo. That is our general minute. If you want to cash or something, wait till it's Eino Ben Yomo. Okay. That's general meaning Ashkenaz. Never cash anything that's Ben Yomo, because then it gets complicated. Once it's Eino Ben Yomo, you're home free. No matter what, always wait till it's Eino Ben Yomo. Okay, sometimes if maybe someone asks me a shayla, I say, you don't really have to cash yourself. It's a chum of yalma. And, you know, I don't want to be a trip guy, I can say kasher right away. But certainly anything that needs to be kashered, you have to wait 24 hours before kashering it. However, there's only minimum. What if you're in a rush? What if you don't have 24 hours to wait? Then, does that mean you can't kasher it? How strong is this minhag? As a matter of fact, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham here, he says even tables, you have to wait 24 hours before kashering them, even though they're not pots. No matter what you kasher, tibishon, kusheni, sinks, tables, etc., wait 24 hours before kashering it. And we probably know this if we've made Pesach, right? The first thing in all the books is wait 24 hours before kashering. The sinks is always the tricky part, because you have to not use hot water in the sink for 24 hours before you kasher. And I always get shy when someone says, I messed up. I plan to kasher my sink, and then accidentally, my husband, my kid, I forgot, etc. I washed dishes in hot water in the sink. Now do I have to wait another 24 hours? The answer is, yeah, the minhag is now you have to wait another 24 hours. Okay. What if... Right, what if Pesach is 23 hours, or for that matter, it's not Pesach, but you need the kelim in less than 24 hours, right? What if you, not for chametz, not for this, what if you don't have 24 hours to wait? Then, what can you do if you don't have 24 hours to wait? What do you do if you're stuck? So, what do you do if you're stuck? Lemaisa, if you're stuck, this is the minhag b'chatchila. If you're stuck, then if it's a tera, all you can kasher in less than 24 hours because of nachra, not dead tera. What if? Or you can make sure you have shishim connecto. And then, you know, if you're stuck, what if you're stuck and it's yisura bala and you don't have shishim? Right? What if you're stuck? Minhag l'chachila. If you're in a rush, then you can rely on shishim or not are not dehetera. Let's say you need to kasher something milk and can make it parf. Or milk can be a flinchik in a case we'd allow you to do that, right? And you're stuck. It's okay, kasher less than 24 hours. Now, when you're stuck, you don't have to give this minhag. What if you have to kasher something treif? And it's been less than 24 hours. You don't plan to wait 24 hours. Then make sure you have 60 times as much water and rely on the shishim. Okay. So what if you're in a rush and you have to kasher something treif and you don't have shishim? Right? This you should know is one of the big machlokas among different levels of heder of kashers that you can see. Let's say you want to make, you're making a wedding or a dinner or something in a treif hotel, so you have to kasher all the things in that hotel. And you don't have 24 hours to wait because you only rented the hotel for one day. They're not going to say, like, oh, we won't make money and have any event in the hotel the day before to your 24 hours. So some kashrus agencies say, so that's against our minhag. So then we don't give hashgacha. Most kashrus agencies, I don't know, most, many, you know, I think most kashrus agencies say, well, if you're stuck, b'shas adchak, that you don't have 24 hours to wait, and you don't have shishim, you have to kashra a lot of things, you don't have 60 times as much water, and it's all that they sur bala, then what do they do? Anyone ever... for kashrus agency, what they do is they're pogging the water. They put bleach or strong soap or detergent in the water, and that way all the tamei treif that goes in the water is pogum, not because of ein avayom, but it's the equivalent of ein avayom. Because remember, we saw this in. Where do we see this? Sadi Hesif Dalet Efshar? That if there's eifer in the water, right? So that's the minhag of the kashrus agencies is, if they're stuck, again, the Eid Haredis won't do this. They'll just say, tough luck. Who says you need to have a dinner in a fancy hotel? What's wrong with the base members? If in a rush, or hogeim, the kashering water with bleach or detergent. I mean, bleach is also detergent, right? That way, any time that goes in the water is no time with gam, because it's mixed with disgusting poisonous substances, and therefore it can't make your food your bleach treif again.
What is kashering something? 24 hours. Because you don't really need Sadiq Matli and Matli Tekken for the Kliyur to do that.
No, that's Machlok Sidar Amar Neshach. Right?
We don't have to make Neshach.
No, I think we're Macher. Moshe only says Bitseir of the idea of going to the other part of the Seir. What if you're Kashering with Eroi? If you're Kashering with Eroi, Nirlani is 90. First of all, even for Eroi, the minute is to wait 24 hours. What if you're Kashering with Eroi and you can't wait 24 hours to any Tzisur Bala? Right? What if you're Kashering with Eroi and you can't wait 24 hours to any Tzisur Bala? Gets a little tricky. If you have a very generous Eroi, then maybe you can count on the fact that the water you pour is 60 times the klipa of where it lands on. But then you have to be very generous with your Eroi.
Maybe 60 times to each spot, each pour has
to be. You have to be very generous. Halacha ma'aseh, even for Eroi, I think it should be machker. What if it's for Pesach and you're really stuck and you didn't do your sick yet, and if you wait 24 hours, it'll be too late? Then I think if you're stuck before Pesach, you know, I guess you can always put some bleach in the classroom water. If you're really stuck, you don't have any bleach, you can rely on the machaber against the grah. But, you know, I prefer not to. That's, you know, really, if you don't have 24 hours and you mess up your sink and you don't have 24 hours to wait, the truth is, if you hedged it out and you messed up your sink, you might say, well, what did I actually do in my sink? Did it actually make a plea of chametz? If it did, maybe it's so small that it's only a small fraction of the k'day klipa, and that small fraction of the k'day klipa is bottled with water. If someone messed up their sink, you can probably cheshbon out a shishim or a heter me'ikra din that it's not really, wasn't really really a chametz somehow. But if not, then they should put some sort of detergent in their water and use this heter that we use b'shas
ha'tah.
If they really have no choice, you line the machaber, just say until the fifth hour, not pronounce that taper against the grah. But, you know, unless you're really desperate, I would not rely on that. Just because we try to be machaber. I know Nosim Talmud Gam is mutter before Pesach. Meaning, if you don't have 24 hours, then you can get Nosim Talmud Gam with bleach. Sorry. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Does Levin Kal on Pesach work with Derma?
Yes. Yes. We assume Levin Kal is Mechala and it works even on Pesach. Yes.
Really?
Yes, Liam.
Okay. What counts as being stuck? I mean, with Sorach Orchim, we've seen that in the past as being a Nematir, but like, what counts as being stuck here? Would that be enough, Sorach Orchim? You'd have some Mu'ah, have some Ruba.
We have a broad definition. Being stuck means you need to use it and you don't have 24 hours to wait. You know, it doesn't have to be like a half
syndrome. Oh, yeah. Got
it. It has to be mixed into the hot water, otherwise, how's it going to be pulled into taste in the hot water?
How would our.
If you fill the sink and then pour the bleach in, is it how you do it?
You don't fill the sink, you pour boiling water in the sink, right? So I guess you put bleach in your cum that you're pouring the boiling water from.
You have to dump the bleach before you turn on it. It's okay to pour it after.
No.
Then you have to layer the bleach.
Yeah, so I don't know. So the answer is don't mess up and wait 24 hours before casting your sink. So you soap, whatever, I don't know. The bleach is soap in your cum, so cast it out afterwards. Yeah. Yes.
How about like the case of the shop where like Shafar said you use it par for the shop, so like it's even when you know that you have to put it in.
We still call that a terrible when we're stuck. That's so terrible.
You don't have to put it
in. Benyamin's asking a typical case. You have a milk cleat used for meat or vice versa, but it wasn't Benyamin. So it's really a terrible. So if you don't have 24 hours, you can be Mako. Because think about it. An ain't Benyamin milk cleat that absorbed meat, it's a terrible. It absorbed milk and then meat, but it never absorbed this one.
Even though
the Shach says the minhag is not to use it.
Meaning, is there any
form of
24 hours?
Yeah, we always wait 24 hours. I'm only telling you if you're stuck, right?
Oh,
the minhag is to always wait 24 hours regardless. Regardless. Only if you're stuck, then you can rely on shishim or not pronounce the tevra or putting soap in the water.
So,
let me review again. The rules of kashering, even not for Pesach. Always wait 24 hours. Hopefully, yavar is a minhag lechachila. If you're stuck, then, and you don't have 24 hours to wait, then you have three options. You either make sure you have 60 times as much water as treif, Or if not, or not the taver, just go ahead and rely on that, including if it's ein binyan with meat with milk or ein binyan with milk with meat, which is really a tera. Or put bleach in the water. Those are your options if you're stuck. But the chachila always wait 24 hours. Now I'll just add one thing. This is the minhag without chumrah de Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bach, the minhag of chumrah de Pesach is, and this, you can find this in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, but it's really from the Bach, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz. Should have left myself a little more room here. There we go. The minhag of chumrah de Pesach is kol hachumros. Again, this is also lechachima. Lechachima, we do kol hachumros. What does it mean, kol hachumros? It means every single thing mentioned anywhere in this sif, we do. Not all the different options, we do all them together. Now again, what does it mean to do all them together? It means what we can, right? What does this mean? Lechachila, all the chumros. A, we do. What are all the chumros? Even the chumros that we don't rely on, we do. Right? Even chumros that we're not so mechach, we still do lechachila, because like they might be good. Right? So we do hag'allah lefnei shah chamishas to get naparat deteira. We do eino ben yomo. We do shishem. If possible, but usually not. Let's be honest, usually not, right? Because you have a lot of, oh, by the way, let me mention one thing about this. In the classroom spaces, what they usually do nowadays is, what if there's some idiot who, not an idiot, just some amoritz, who comes and tries to tovolfi this ben yomo of chametz and is going to ruin everything for everyone, according to the Gra and the Prichadash. So in most of the public classroom stations, they put lots of detergent in the water, in those big cauldrons, just to be on the safe side. In case someone brings something that is more than a 60th and is ben yomo, then they'll have that detergent to rely on. So that's what they do in most of the classroom station nowadays, just to be on the safe side. Now, what do we do? Shishim if possible, or at the very least, you know, use kamakama bata. Like, if you have a lot of things to kasher, and they're more than a 60th of your pot, but at least if they're silver, put them in little by little. So you can chop 60. I'll leave another kamakama bottle, right? And I mean, it depends how far you want to go. I'm sure by Noach they would. But I think all the chumras means to be normal. And I think all the chumras means to be normal. And what does that mean? And all the other things. Now, all the other things are really hard to do also, right? But you know, all the other things are also hard to do, but you should try. Again, you know, let me put in parentheses, things that are not so poshut, right? He just says all the chumras. What he means is all the chumras, if possible. Shishim, you know, if it works out, I'm not, everything's possible. If it works out, at least, using kamakama batel, right? Because even things we don't rely on, we should try to use the chumra to like add chumras. And what about all the other things, right? All the other things, try to. I'll say you should try to, right? Again, try to not leave in too long, not kasher twice, etc. In my opinion, I think it's just not always practical to be machmir for all these chumras. So I don't think you should go crazy about it. But, you know, if convenient. If convenient, but one chumra we definitely have is, and kasher, the kashering pot, before and after. Right? That is minhag Ashkenaz. Kasher the kashering pot before and after. Minhag Ashkenaz, do all the chumras, kasher the kashering pot before and after, even though everything's in a binyola, and it's not pronounced a taper, etc., do all the chumras possible. Again, these are all beginner chumra de Pesach. If you didn't do these, it doesn't make your food chametz sick, it doesn't ruin your ketchup. But, and some people go crazy, l'chachilu, find some handbooks that tell you how every single thing mentioned here, be super machbid, take you 3 hours, etc. I don't think that's what the Akhoda meant. I mean, what's convenient that we can do, we try to do all the chomers l'chachilu. Meaning, if you're kilmer ein ben yomo, anyway, try to do it before the 5th hour. So you also chop before the 5th hour, why not? You know, and if you can use a bigger pot, which will have 60 instead of small pot, then one of 60, you'll put them in one at a time instead of all at a time, then do that to have shisha. And if you cannot leave it in too long and not kosher twice conveniently, then do that. You don't have to go crazy. But that is our minhag, and we even kosher the kosher pot before and after. That's in the Sharetzion. Okay, that is the basic halachah ma'isa on Sif Aleph. Now I just want to run through some details from the rest of the seminar. Now that we got the basics. What are some details? Number one. We got the Ikra din and why. Right, we have the 4 options. The Ikra din, which options we use? The answer is the Ikra din, we rely only on options 2 and 3. Right? Alpimina, we rely only on option 3. Ina ben yomo, if possible. And Alpichumra, we do everything together. We cut all the chumras we can. Which again, some people take to a crazy extreme. I don't think you have to take to a crazy extreme. Let me just go back to the first Ramon Sif Aleph. According to mostly Achronim, there was a misunderstanding. The Ramon misunderstood the Machaber. If you want an explanation of how he didn't misunderstand the Machaber, you can look in the Rebbe Chaim Eger, who tries to explain how he didn't misunderstand the Machaber. He just had a very cheshbony deal in the Machaber. Okay, most economists understand the Rambam understood the Machaber. Because what did the Machaber say? The Machaber said, if it's more than a 60th, and it's Ben Yomo, and it's after the 5th hour, and you have to be nizer, make sure that always the plea is always going out, it can't come back in, you have to make sure that it never goes below boiling. What did the Rambam, according to most economists, Mr. Berurah, you know, etc., misunderstand the Machaber saying? He misunderstood the Machaber as saying that, one second. Let me go back. Diyuk of the Machaber. What's the Diyuk of the Machaber? If it's Kodem Sha'ah Hamishis, then the water can go down below boiling. Right? That's the Diyuk of the Machaber. If you don't do it before Shachamishes and it's the Yomo, etc., if you nizer on the other things, you can make this chumra do all the chumras. You just have to have one option to solve the problem. You need one solution for the problem. If you do it before Shachamishes, then the water can go down below boiling. What are the 2 ways to understand the Machaber? The real pshat of Machaber, the real intention of the Machaber is that, of course, you need to kasher the boiling water. But if you kasher boiling water and then it goes below boiling, nothing bad will happen. Right? It's not pronounced at Tera. You need to kasher in boiling water. But if then it, how do you say it goes out, subsides?
It cools.
If then it cools a bit, then that's okay. But you need to kasher the boiling water. Just if you kasher the boiling water and then it cooled, it's okay. How did the Rambam misunderstand the Machaber? Again, if you're in the Rambam, everyone says he misunderstood. How did the Rambam understood the Machaber? He understood the Machaber as saying that you can kasher in non-boiling water. Well, that's a big kula. You don't need boiling water to kasher? That's a big kula. Therefore, says the Ramah, the first Ramah, Achravim Cholkin, everyone disagrees. Uspilu Dana Golmel's Kulman and Mayo. You can't do it, Nala Dol doesn't help, it's not boiling. Alkani Shazar, if you put in Mani Server, therefore, even before this Mani Server, before the 5th hour, Shlo Yenuchim Tichosa calls Man Shemagil, you can't let the water go down the temperature while you're doing Kabbalah. Meaning the Ramah disagrees. Right? And the Ramah says you need boiling. Really, all the Achronim say there's no Achronim, 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 there's The Rambam misunderstood the Mechaber and said something the Mechaber would agree with. Of course the Mechaber agrees that you can't like let it go down below boiling and then the kasha thing's below boiling. There was just a misunderstanding. The Mechaber meant that if before Shal Chamishas, as long as you put it in boiling water, it's okay if it stays there while it gets cool. The Rambam thought, he said, you can let it cool off and then kasha 80 kalim in the cool water. And he said, that's ridiculous. It needs to be boiling. They really both agree. Really, there's no machlokas. Okay, Rama just misunderstood the Mechaber. Halacha l'maisa, what do we say? We say that again, it's good to have all the chametz, keep it boiling the whole time. But I'll be strict in, it just needs to be boiling when you put it in for a few seconds. But it still needs to be boiling for a few seconds in kasher, right? Says the Rama, therefore, what's the biggest problem ever? He talks about kasher stations, but it's a problem in houses also. I can personally be made. That, what's the problem with kashering is this. People usually boil up water and want to kasher a lot of kalim. Okay, when you put a cold plea into boiling water, what happens? LP chemistry. Now, you don't need chemistry, it's LP physics. It cools it down. Every time you put a cold plea into boiling water to kasher it, it cools down the water a little. So if the water is boiling and you put in one plea, two kalim, three kalim, eventually it will be below boiling. And therefore, says Mishur, it's a big michshol. It's a big michshol. Bein Mechaber, Bein Rama really hold you need to kasher everything in boiling water. The Mechaber never meant to say you don't need to kasher in boiling water. He just meant to say it's okay if you kasher in boiling water and then leave it and it goes down. But everyone agrees you need boiling to kasher it for 3 seconds of boiling water. If so, what happens? When you kasher a lot of things, the water goes down below boiling. So what do you have to do? First of all, kasher on a big, big flame. That'll be very helpful. And make sure as you kasher kalim to always keep an eye on the water and make sure it's still boiling. And if you ever see that it got cooled off, you have to wait for it to reboil. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, says that's the biggest michshel. The biggest michshel is that they have kids in charge of, you know, 13-year-old kids in charge of the koshering stations, and they're not properly mashgiach to make sure the water is boiling the whole time. The guy comes, there's a big line, 30 people total there, kasher their kalim, sorry, and the water all of a sudden goes down, it's not boiling anymore. Instead of 100 degrees, it's 99 degrees centigrade. And then all the other people are going to now be eating chametz on Pesach because their kalim aren't kashered properly. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make sure to have your Yirei Shamayim in charge of every kasher station. So you mock one of this, this is the biggest mishnah. Okay, he's right. This is the biggest mishnah in kashering stations. This is the thing you have to be most be careful about because he says, no man kalos. Right? People are knowing kalos in this, they just don't notice. It's not that, I don't know if it's that they don't hear Shemayim, it's just that they don't notice. So you need, what does he say? He says, Nachal Hamis al-Gola, Bal Torah habaki b'dini ha-Gola, even better, Bal Torah b'dini ha-Gola, that will take care of all problems. Interestingly, what does he say here? He says, and what if b'di'evid, someone relied on this alleged Mechaber? So he said, if your kashrim thinks he was in a klisheni, the room tashmishan, then it's okay. Because klisheni is really boiling. If your kashrim thinks used to eroy the room tashmishan, it's okay, because eroy doesn't really need boiling. What if your kashrim mamish pots and mamish stirring spoons and ladles? Then he quotes Rima Gadim and says, you know what? Maybe this phantom shita that the Mechaber is accused of really is a shita rishonim. And therefore he says, he quotes the Rima Gadim, if you already for the effort used the food for your Pesach food, then, and it wasn't Ben Yom, please, your Pesach food, it wasn't Ben Yom, the Kriyam Gadim says, maybe Yishma from the Hakel. So, Bidi Eved, if you follow the Shita, which is not really the Mechaber, but the Ramah accused the Mechaber of saying, if Rov Tashmisho Shelo Bikli Rishon Al Gabe Ha'esh, then it's mutter. Why? Because the Bolo got hold of. Rov Tashmisha wasn't too boiling if it wasn't used on the fire. Right? I could just say Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh. Right? Even if Rov Tashmisha Al Gabe Ha'esh, maybe it's not such a crazy shita, even though the Mechaber didn't really mean it, but it's not. What? If Rov Tashmisha Al Gabe Ha'esh, that even if Rov Tashmi Al Gabi Ha'esh, says the Prima Gadim, says the Prima Gadim, Ha machal mutter b'di eved b'tseiruf eino ben yomo. What? No. Then it's mutter stop. Then it's posha that is mutter. Then it's obvious mutter. The shalom is going on everything. Okay. Apologize. Yes. A roll, it means a rolling boil.
So you can get water hotter than 100.
Yeah, but it means boiling. We assume it means boiling. I don't know. I mean, you can't. You have to do something weird to get
it. So if you put a lot of salt in the water.
Yeah. Okay, we all know about boiling. Yes, but the mice, we assume it has to be boiling.
We all know that.
You know, how many moles are per liter to that reason, one degree, right?
Yeah, no, I just talking about making noodles that are okay.
Oh, so you can boil them hotter.
If it's real.
Do you know how many moles per foot per liter?
This many noodles.
No, salt.
Salt.
You know, every mole of particles per liter raises the boiling point 1 degree Celsius, right?
I didn't remember that.
Everyone knows that.
If Rove Tashmisho is out damaged, then there's no cooler.
No, even then, the Primogodim is Makil, but Seraphim and Yomo, which is a big cooler.
But if it's not,
then it's easy to be Makil. But the Lysi is Makil either way, right?
For the Maitha only, or even for the Kli?
Then he says, no, then that's a good point. Where is this? 1 second. Then it sounds like even the Kli, because that's really Kitash Misho Kach. It sounds like even the Kli is really Kitash Misho Kach. And Shemro, certainly for stock. He says a limud tzchos. He says, what does he say? He says, let's say it this way. If Rov Tash Misho is not al Gabe Ha'esh, then there's room to be mako even to use the Kli. Okay, what does that mean? That means for Achila, you should really try to do it the best way, etc., just in case, etc. But, certainly if you're stuck, let's say too late to do it again, etc., then you can even make to use the Kli. Why? Because even if you don't have Kiddush Mishal Kachet Shiro, the Primogodim says there might be a Yeshita that rolling boil is not Ma'akev. And therefore, if it's also a Yeben Yomo and you also use a B'dievet on your food, he is no to Lahakel. Okay, so Lemaisa, there is a room for me. He says in the Limud Tzchos, he says, if it's not a pot, just plates and bowls and forks and knives, then it's easy to have a Limud Tzchos, because really Kiddush Mishal Kachet Shiro. You just didn't do the Chomer being Choshesh in case of something. But if it's, you didn't do the minute machachila to be extra machmir. But even if it's a pot and you dipped, or a ladle, which you often dip in boiling soup, and you did, you cash it in a non-boiling cauldron, then if b'dieved, you use it for your food on Pesach and it was Eina Ben Yomo, then, yesh makom lahakam. That's the Mishnah Torah, quoting the Primogodim. Yes, that it could be that boiling is not really ma'akev. It doesn't say in Shas it needs to boil. Okay, let's run through the rest of the seminar of both sides. We finished Sif Aleph, we finished Sif Beis. Let's go to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, Loyaniach Kelim Harbel Tov Klib Yagilim Yachad, Im Nogim Zim Zed. You can't put a lot of Kelim in one Kli together, in one basket together and do Hagolah. Why? Because a Chatzitza prevents the Hagolah from working. If I take all my silverware and just put it in a big basket and put it in the Hagolah water, then safely have my tefillah, but it's more common than my tefillah. My tefillah, we have more room to make if it's not hidok, etc. By Hagolah, we assume whenever it's blocked, the water doesn't have power to do Hagolah. And therefore, if I put a lot of kelim together, but they're touching each other, it blocks the water, and Hagolah is no good. So I cannot just kasher a pile of kelim together. That is Se'if Gimel. the that is it, Gimel. And likewise says the Mishnah Brura, what if I just have one kli? And I put one kli loosely in that kli so that it's very loose and I jiggle around, etc. You know, and I dip it in, I have to make sure that the inside of the kli gets hot and leave it long enough. Like, there's two, Mishnah Brura says another problem. Besides blocking the water, it might also, if a kli is inside another kli, you know, sort of like, and then I put my kli in here and I dip it in, I have to make sure to leave it long enough that the inside gets hot, even if it's not blocking the water. Okay, but that is maybe a bit of a side point. Dada, in Magal Mitzvahs, if you use a tongs to hold your kli when you gagala, you galgala kli, then look at Makatsas, so people are mine. Dada is the same as Gimel. If I hold it with tongs, where the tongs are touching it, the agala won't work. So what do I have to do? I have to hold it with tongs, and then let go and rotate a little, hold it with tongs in a different place. So where the tongs used to be is now exposed to the water. And where the tongs are now used to be exposed to the water. And that way it's no problem. Of course, I've now done hagala to most 99% of the kli twice. But if it's Ein Yomo or I'm Shishim, or it's before Shah Hamishis, Lefi Yamachaber, Ramah, then that's not a problem.
You could do it twice if I just switched it around in the water.
Maybe not, because, you know, maybe there's some mirvach, like if I do 5 seconds here, 5 seconds there, it could be 10 seconds, it's not too long. So you're right, you could avoid that problem. The Taz doesn't think you can, but I'm sure you can. And says Mishnah Brura, the best thing is to just put in a basket for Hagala instead of tongs, and that way it won't block the water. Because, you know, it floats in the basket. That's the best thing. Okay, hey. Sif, hey. In Magila Mechami Tveria, you can't use hot springs. Afilo Kalim Shadina Viklisheni. Even Kalim Lika Chafetin Viklisheni, you can't catch with hot springs. Neshaina told us a or, Kabolo Kach Polto, Mabolo told us a or, Polto they told us a or. Yeah, I'm not sure I understand the science behind this, but Halachalam Maisa, I'm not sure I understand the science. But Allah Maisa, what are we passing? Allah Maisa, we're makir for this. How are we makir for this? We're makir that if it absorbed through heat of a fire, you have to kashra it with water heated by a fire, not hot springs. What else do you not use for kashering? Water heated in a microwave, or think of Israel, water.
A Dud Shemesh?
Water heated in the Dud Shemesh. Right? We pass the same thing. You can't use hot springs, you can't use good shemesh, and you can't use microwave. It has to be water heated by a fire. Who said the word kumkum? Does a kumkum count as a fire? Is there a fire in your kumkum? Do you see a flame? No. However, we pass again that electric element counts as a fire. So you can use water heated by electricity. No. Okay. Most of our Vade Shemesh, perhaps, if you're so careful about dikduk that no one understands what you're saying. Most of our Dud Shemeshes have two options. You can just let it be heated by the sun, or you can turn on the switch and run the electric element. So yes, if you turn on the switch and heat it with the electric element, then you can use it for kashering. I mean, still not. Because we're machmer, you still can use it for kashering. Because we're machmer that by the time it goes through all the pipes, perhaps it's not. We're machmer that's considered clearly shown in the pipes. We're also machmer that maybe it's not considered clearly shown in the pipes, and by the time it gets out of your faucet, we wouldn't use it. So I love Lamaisa, that would be a side problem. But Lamaisa, you're right. An electric element counts as a fire. So if it's heated by a gas fire or by a gas or electric appliance or by a campfire, you can use that water for kashrut. If it's heated by the sun or by hot springs or by the microwave, you cannot use it for kashrut. Unless it is also, what I was about to say, right? Nihu in the shtanj for rak mechamit tver, made for chamit tveria magila behen. If you only used it with chamit tveria, hot springs, you can cast with hot springs. If you only used it with water heated by the sun, you can cast with the sun. If you only use it with things heated in the microwave, you can cast with things heated in the microwave. But even though, again, I'm not saying I understand the science behind it, but lemaisa, if it was. Became chametz stick or treif through water heated by electricity or gas. You have to use water heated by electricity or gas or fire. Yes.
And so my Venice logic is like, if I want a kosher sink and have those removable faucets, most of the bleeders in my sink are probably from the hot water from my sink. So I would just have to take that and do it earlier in my sink.
So no, because we're choshish for miyot tashmisha, and sometimes you drain a pot into your sink, right? Not to mention the fact that it would be a little tricky to make sure. I mean, besides the fact, you'd have to make sure that the water coming out of your faucet now is as hot as it was all year long, which, you know, you might have to be mocked to do, know what you're doing. Because after all, what if, you know, it was a little more sunny in a different day than this day, etc. You know, so it gets tricky. But also no, because we attach me shows by drinking, you know, what do you do with pasta? Which is chametz. Boiling hot.
Yeah.
Okay, very impressive. We're not all so strong. Okay, continuing. The Ein says to Ramah, there's a big machol Yishona, the Ein Magil Mishum Mashke, Rak V'mayim. You're not allowed to do Ramah with anything but water. Okay, this is not so pasha. The Gemara Mizbachim said, by Kodshim Yimborg Mishutah V'mayim. But you don't need one day, at least in the Gemara, you don't need Mayim for Truma. So maybe we have to kasher for Truma. So maybe you don't need Mayim, you can use any Mashkim. Yayin is one of the examples. You know, but we're not sure. Maybe we pass like the day, maybe we don't. And maybe similar to mixes of kli. Maybe it's only kli true, it's kli everything. Halacha ma'isa machlok is reshown on whether you can use sharmashim or not. However, the Gemara does say in Zvachim, Murak v'shutz b'mayim, you need mayim for kachim, but not for other things. So the simple shot is that you can kasher with other liquids. So what does the Ramah say? We're not magal b'shum mashke rak b'mayim, me'yim b'di evit ma'ani yagol b'chol mashke. Then the evit would be the ikhra din, right? Whenever there's a lachim with the evit, the ikhra din is the evit. We can only be make up with the evit on something that's the ikhra din. You have to make up with the evit on something that's the ikhra din treif, right? So, halacha l'maisa, the ikhra din, hagala works in other liquids, but l'chachila, we're machmer to only use water. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, you can find it in Sin Samach, Kedok Aleph Sin Samach, and other places. He says, if you're stuck, Shasat Chak B'Yevet, you're stuck, then you can kasher with other liquids. It's not so common to have a situation like, when would you be stuck and be able to kasher with other liquids but not with water? It's a pretty uncommon occurrence. But in some weird occurrence where you have the ability to kasher with wine or apple juice or Coca-Cola, and you don't have the ability to kasher with water, which would have to be a very weird scenario. But if you had such a weird scenario, if you were stuck, then you could rely on it, because being stuck is like the Dievet, and you kasher with other liquids. However, Moshe says, that's only Sharmashkin. Says Rav Moshe, that's only Sharmashkin. Not, he said, and he discussed, what about oils? That's only water-based. Says Rav Moshe, that's only water-based liquids. However, he says oil-based liquids, his whole question is, can you kasher with chocolate? And then he says you don't have to kasher. So l'chumra, you might as well kasher with boiling chocolate because you don't have to anyway. But he said the ikar did, you can't kasher with boiling chocolate, you can't kasher with boiling fat, etc. He says this is only water-based liquids. But with fat, he says even with the oven, it doesn't work. That's really more ochlin than mashkin. Well, milk is water. Yeah, milk is like 96% water or something. Yeah. If it's based on fat instead of on it, basically they're oil based liquids and water based liquids, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, kitzer, any water based mashke we can use, we rely on b'di evid or b'shas hadchak. At the Ramah, imagal harbi kelim b'yorad shemiro please akel nasamayim kitzer ein lahagel obol shemayim. What if you do Hagolah so many, you have a Hagolah station, you do Hagolah so many kelim that the water turns into gravy? Again, don't expect that to happen nowadays because our modern day kelim are not really Bolea so much, right? Which is why we discuss some of the, more bold poskim want to say, we don't really have Bolea, etc. Like Maisa, in our modern day kelim, it's unlikely the water will turn into gravy because they don't have so much Bolea on the damas. But in the old days, when they had tons of Bolea in their kelim, if you kasher enough kelim, the water will turn into gravy. Says, once the water turns into the gravy, you have to switch the water. Now it's Sharmashkin. adds the Mishabrua one big chumra according to the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan something. Sifkatan Chavad. He quotes in Sifkatan Chavad. Goes to the Magen Avraham. What if you have water with detergent? That counts as Shar Mashkim. You can't use it L'chachila. Okay, that takes away all the kulas. Not only all the kulas, all the minhag ha'olam of kashrut stations. That's because that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But we know that as much as we respect and love the Mishnah Berurah, we don't always paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, if you look, for example, in this Sefer Agalos Kelim, the Pesukei Tshuvos, etc., he quotes from all the Achronim and reject this Qumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. He says it's a Chumrah. He quotes in the Orchas Chaim, of Spinka, the which is sort of like a Pesukei Tshuva on Orchas Chaim. Who says that's a chumrah below tam and a hefech? It's better to do it. He quotes from Rabbi Yoshev says, no, like our detergent and bleach and stuff, that's not even what the Mishnah Berurah meant. He meant these very thick things that actually make it look like something else. But just to put in our dvar ma'apolim that we put in our water, he thinks even the Mishnah Berurah will be makel. So let me say, even if you don't like the Mishnah Berurah, says the Orchas Chaim, another Rishon Orchas Chaim, the Orchas Chaim. Shechter always likes to quote the Orchas Chaim, right? The Orchas Chaim is Spinka. The Orchas Chaim says, all these Achronim are wrong. And Rebbe Yosef says, no, the Mishnah Berurah is right, but he meant like more, like things you put in that make it look like a different liquid. But our bleach and detergent that we put in it makes it still look like water. And therefore, it's no problem whatsoever. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh, so we assume that it's no problem. It's not because you're Shar Mashkim, if you're bleach or other detergents in your if you have bleach or other detergents in your water, we assume that's not Shar Mashkin. Either we don't like the Mishnah Berurah, or we hold he didn't mean these kind of cases.
Would it be different to use more like powdered detergents?
Then maybe that would not be as l'chachila. But I'm not sure. If you really boil them, you really boil water, I don't know. I guess you don't get it. Yeah, I'm not convinced. Anyway, if you want to look this up in the Pesukei Tshuvos, it is in, you can find in the Pesukei Tshuvos right here, footnote 53.
It is a odd to me. The pure special thickness is dense in water. The soap is also making the water more dense.
Say that again?
Is the soap going to make the water more dense? And even soft water?
Yeah, but, you draw the line somewhere where it really seems dense. One other interesting machlokes that came up here, which I'll mention twice in relevant to Sif Hey, I guess, is can you kasher with steam? Can you kasher with steam? What does steam count as? And here, let's say, is steam that was heated by electricity or by a fire, right? Does steam count as water or not? How about Zeya? So that is a big machlokes ha-poskim, and all the poskim assume that Zeya is not the same as water, and you can't kasher with Zeya. Okay. So hold on a second. All the poskim assume Zeya is not the equivalent of water. Right, the Pesukei Tshuvos, and everyone quotes this from like a gazillion poskim, including Rav Moshe, and that same Siman Chiluk Aleph, Siman Samach, if you want to look it up. However, the big machlokas is, what if something only absorbed from Zeya? Can you kasher from Zeya? So that is a big machlokas, and most Achronim say, what absorbed through Zeya, you can kasher through Zeya, such as remotion in the same place, such as the Pechadosh. The Pechadosh is very famous. I think it's in the Kuf of Aleph. It's definitely in the Kuf of Aleph. I think it's a cotton test bug or something. Anyway, the Pechadosh is the Rosh Hamadaber in this sugya. He says, "What absorbed through Zeya, you can kasher through Zeya." Never heard of Kabbalah Kapolta. So we generally pass in that there are other opinions, but the vast majority, what absorbed through water, you can't kasher through Zeya. What absorbed through Zeya, you can't kasher through Zeya. That's for Moshe. That's the Pechadosh. That's not all Achronim, but most Achronim say what absorbed through Zeya, you can kasher through Zeya. Which is why nowadays a lot of people kasher. What do they kasher through Zeya? microwaves to say that. Okay, I'm not convinced that it's really the most proper minhag. Because A, you also spill things but end in the microwave. So if you spill boiling things or broiling hot things in the microwave, then who says you can gash with Uzea? Yes, if it's the minute all the time. Everyone's supposed to think of the microwave. You could say, well, the truth is if you cover things properly, maybe you'd only spill things in the glass tray and then there's a pool of glass. If it's not Pesach, if you cover it for Pesach. If you do without a microwave cover, things will be splattered. That's like a double up. Over time, I'm the best. Anyway, La Nias Daiti, I'm very much befakpik on kashering microwave Uzea, A, because you also spill and splatter things, and B, because, like, they're all, I mentioned this before, there are these crevices, like, where the air escapes, that's very hard to clean and know what's behind them. But, again, a lot of people are makel on this. If it's not Pesach, then, you know, it's a little easier to be makel on this. You don't have to go to Pesach, you don't have to worry about a tiny drop hiding someplace. If it looks clean to you, it looks clean. And, you know, because who says over the tree for food anyway? I don't know how much Zaya will be there. Okay, anyway, Lamaisa, the Minhag Olam is the Kasha Microwave through Zaya based on this brief Chadash and Kof Chaf Aleph. I think it's a Kuntes Vav, but I did not. I thought I printed it out. I probably did print it out, but I have so many papers here that at a certain point, Kolomosif Gorea. If you print out too many things, you haven't printed out anything. I'm sure I printed out this pretty much. All right, whatever it is.
How else do you calculate your
what? Or it'll be very hard. Yeah, I personally have a base off my grace.
So during the year, we'll take.
During the year, if I basically I prefer to just have a kosher microwave. I have a flesh microwave. Yeah, same kosher with what you were in your life during the year. What? No, I kosher with Uzea during the year, and you rely on that. It's also Inga Ben Yom, but look, during the year, also Inga Ben Yom is always mutter anyway, but you have it, you know.
Put a cup in.
You know,
yeah. The
15 minutes, until it fills with steam. I think 10 minutes is usually okay, but it depends how strong your microwave
is.
I'm not sure if your microwave will work if you do properly. But the plate is glass, so that's the least of our problems during the year, right? Okay, I want to come back to that in a moment. Let's go to Vav. Kli Gadol. How do you kosher your biggest pot? Right, how do you kosher your biggest pot? Kli Gadol, shem yachol achnis to kli acher. Every kli, you put another kli. How do you kosher your biggest pot? Machlokes Gadol. The answer is, you only kosher on the inside. Right? Let's go for that. The halach is it's enough to kasher the inside. Usually you dip the whole thing in your pot, but how do you kasher your biggest pot? You boil water inside and you don't kasher the outside. Does that work? Yes. If you kasher the inside, that's good enough. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham and the Taz that depends what you're kashering. A pot you can kasher only from the inside. However, a ladle, if you only kasher the inside, is no good. Why? Kibolo kachpoto. Ladles absorb from the inside and the outside together. You dip the whole thing in. The only way to kosher them is to dip the whole thing into boiling water. Luckily, ladles always fit in. A pot, you only put water on the inside, not the outside. Therefore, it's enough to kosher on the outside. If you have the weirdest situation in the world, let's say you have a little pot that you also use as a ladle, then it won't work if you only kosher it from the inside. Because it's not kibbol kachbol. But I doubt that scenario will ever happen. So lemaisa, if something was used on the inside, it's enough to kosher the inside. If it was used on the in the inside and outside, you have to kosher the inside and the outside. Since your biggest pot is only used on the inside, all your pots are really only used from the inside. Whoever heard of putting food on the outside of a pot? Therefore, it's enough to kosher from the inside. If you remember, we had a Piskei Tshuva, who baseless money of Rav says, what if once a splatter fell on the outside of your pot? Then you also need to kosher the outside of your pot. It's not enough to do what it says in this sif. And we quoted the Chazon Ish, who says, no, that's not true. He wasn't sure about the Magen Avraham at all. But even apart from this Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah says that's not true. No, if it's generally used to submerge the inside and outside, you need to submerge the inside and outside. But if the pot, which you only put food on the inside, and once in a blue moon something splashes on the outside, you can still kosher it by koshering the inside. And that's how we paskin. Every chametz big pot, or every treif pot, or milk pot, once something splashed on the outside, so enough to kosher the inside. So if it's enough to kosher the inside, why? Remember the whole story in the Gemara? Maharukva was very smart. Of why do you need to do all this fancy stuff if you only need to kosher the inside? What does he say here? Osa suffer the pib, you have to build a rim, a moat around the outside. Betit with cement, said during the year you can use dough. Kadeshi Mali Hatev, so it'll be very full. Yeah, your mind is false. So the water will overflow the top. Umimalo Mayim Martiko, and you fill it with water and boil it. Why do you need to make it? What's he envisioning here? No one's ever done, I've never seen anyone do this. They always do the second approach. The second option. What's the first option? Here's your pot. Here's your pot. You build a little like moat here out of cement. And where does the water go? The water goes up to here and covers the top of the pot. What's the point of that if you don't need to kosher the outside? Because you do need to kosher the rim. You don't need to kosher the outside, you need to kosher the rim. What if you're not going to build a moat around your pot with cement? As a matter of fact, in our stainless steel pots, the cement won't even stick. Right? So what's the other option? He says, here's the other option. Oh, yikach, this is what we do nowadays. Ever motachas a lapid eish v'yashlichen motocho v'odrotech v'chokach yartikwa mayim yosef v'yalwas v'aso. The other option is just to fill it normally and then get it to overflow. How do you get it? And if you get it to overflow, it'll go over the rim. It doesn't have to overflow and cover the whole outside. It's a myth, people think. You have to get it to overflow so it'll go all over the outside. No, it doesn't have to go over the outside. It just has to go over the top. You just have to kosher the top, not the outside. What if I just stick in a cold rock? Well, that will make it overflow, but what's the problem? It'll also cool it off. What if I pour in water, whether hot, cold, or in between? No, once I poured the water, it's now no longer to be shown, and it won't be hot enough, the water that will go lay aside. What do I have to do? I have to get it to overflow while keeping it hot. How do I do that? The answer is, I put in a hot rock or a torch, and then it keeps it hot and makes it overflow. Okay, what if your tongue are very willing and you're afraid of hot rocks or torches? Then what you could also do is, I've seen this in the modern day story, just take a smaller pot and boil up some water in it, and then the pot will also be on the boiling point, and use that to submerge it and get it to overflow. Or, if right, meaning put another pot on the next burner, boil water in that other pot, and then, no, keep the water in, just dip it, don't pour the water from the other pot, just dip the bottom of the pot in here. The only reason I said water is that some pots might get damaged if you put them without water, but let's say it's a strong pot. Just put a pot on the next burner without water. Just heat up the metal. Right? You can take hot metal also. As long as it's hot metal, that will also make it overflow without, So you just need something hot, whether it's a rock, whether it's metal, whether it's, I don't know what kind of, you know, how to try torches. Like, don't use a flashlight if you're British. Just put something hot in it to make it overflow. If you have a very, very strong flame, then really, you could even just fill it all the way, cover the pot, and you could get it to overflow on all the sides if it's not crooked at all. You know, but that's a little trickier to do. Theoretically, if everything's level and not crooked, and you fill it to the top and you have a super strong flame and you cover it, it'll overflow on all the sides. But that's hard to make sure it overflows on all the sides because often it is a little crooked, it'll only overflow on one side. So the best thing to do is just to put a hot rock or metal pot or something else in there to make it overflow, and that's how you kosher your biggest pot. Oh, what about the chumrah to kosher the koshering pot before and after you use it for koshering? Do you also have to make it overflow? Says the Mishnah, beforehand it's just a chumrah to kosher it, so you don't also have to make it overflow. But afterwards, that's not a chumrah to kosher it. You have to once do a proper koshering before you use it on Pesach. So you have to once make it overflow because forget the fact it's a koshering pot. You have to kosher everything properly once. So therefore he says afterwards you have to make it overflow, but beforehand you don't. Okay, good to know. The last thing I want to discuss is, in this se'if, is what about the pot cover of your biggest pot? Right? The pot cover never fits into the pot. How do you kosher the pot cover of your biggest pot? And don't say you put it in the pot, then rotate it 90 degrees, then put it in, rotate 90 degrees, put it in, rotate 90 degrees, put it in. If you thick a ball of it works, you still won't get the middle. The middle of your biggest pot cover cannot get into your pot. It's against the laws of math. So how do you kasher your biggest pot cover? That's a big problem. How do you kasher your biggest pot cover? Don't say you do Ebor down to it, because it absorbs by being on the fire. So the lechafila, your biggest pot cover, you should take to the big cauldron in the kashering station. Or very often, some people have a frying pan that fits their biggest pot cover, even though they don't have a pot that fits their biggest pot cover. So that's also going to be an option. You'd probably have to cover your frying pan with silver foil to get it to boil, so that all the surface area doesn't lose too much heat. But something I know in my house, I have a big frying pan that fits my biggest pot cover. I don't actually kosher my biggest pot cover with Pesach, because I have separate Pesach pots like many people nowadays. But I did check, and I have a frying pan that fits my biggest pot cover. So the best thing to do is basically take your biggest pot cover and either put it in a bigger frying pan if you own one, or bring it to a koshering station or a neighbor with an even bigger pot that it'll fit into, and kosher it. Or do Liban Kal to it, if it is strong enough to withstand it. What if you don't have these options? So if the big shasav kach, but it's really only in a big shasav kach. Let's say you're really stuck on a desert island, you have no koshering stations, etc. Then, if you really have no other options, then maybe you could just say kabbalah kach polto and just boil up water with the pot cover there and assume that just like it absorbed through the zayar from the pot, it will be koshered through the zayar from the pot, especially since the zayar from the pot often condenses on the pot cover and becomes water. But that's not l'chachila because, first of all, that's not l'chachila because, who says it's going to be exactly kol kapoto? Maybe sometimes you tilted your pot or you drained things from your pot and the water went there directly and now it's only going through steam. So, really, it's not l'chachila to kasher the pot cover of Ruzea because you don't know for sure that it's only used through Ruzea. And therefore, you should try to kasher in a bigger pot. Okay, but I spoke to Ramon the other day, and he agreed that if it's a real shasav kach, then you can be makel to kasher it through Zaya.
How do you do Liban Kal in your pot?
Put it in the oven at the highest temperature for an hour.
You don't have to put it something big.
Right, that's Liban Kal. But again, not all pot covers. What?
Or use the stove?
Or use the stove. But again, not all pot covers am I necessarily recommending it practically. It has to be a strong pot cover.
Well,
What if you turn it upside down? What if you turn it upside down? So here it's a little tricky, right? Because it absorbed through the bottom side. And now you're koshering it through the top side. So, that's, what would the Magen Avraham say about that, etc.? Right. So the mindset, I think that if you don't have another good option, then you could, it's Seraph, you boil over full with the cover on heavily, and then you also turn it upside down. If it's tilted and get it actually into the water, I think you can rely on that. And then for the rim, you like put it sideways, then move it 90 degrees, move it 90 degrees, etc., to get the rim also, because either way the rim's not inside, if it like sticks out. I think you can rely on that, if it's something the Iker that needs koshering, like mamash chametz big pot, it would be better to just find a big thing to kosher it in. Okay, that's because the herb's not really chametz big anyway, so. It could be that you have to look at how it works. It could be that it doesn't stick out over. I think in there it's over. You have to look at how it works if it sticks out over.
But if it sticks out over, then you have to pull around all
the time. Gosh, this. Yeah. Anyway, one thing that I don't fully understand is I know there's some rabbanim in America who say you can take a steam cleaner and use it to kasher your counters with. That I don't really understand because your kasher, you spill very hot things on your counter. And the steam cleaner is just Zaya, and it's not the same Madriga as Ibor Kli Kishon. especially since the standards being cleaners, it really doesn't make it terribly hot at all. As soon as it touches something, it cools off very much. So I don't agree with the svara of using a steam cleaner to clean your counter. That would be using Zayar for something that absorbs the spills of the Bishon, and we do not rely on that. Maybe there would be some super special professional cleaners that have like jets of hot water, I don't know, or so much steam that comes a jet of hot water, but the Stam steam cleaners for counters, I don't think we should rely on. Okay, let's just finish up the 7. Noagin lishtof aktiv mayim par ma'achor gola miyad. The minag is, this comes from Rashi, although not only Rashi, a bunch of Rishonim say this. Where did they get it from? The Gemara, it's the same word as Bachim. It tries to figure out in what way Mariko Shtifa of Kutch was more covered than regular Hagalah. One of the answers is Shtifa Yisera. He did extra rinsing in cold water. And Rashi and others are Dayak, whoa. Most Rishonim say that means you need to rinse in hot water afterwards for kachim. Al-Zazira is a customer ritual. But for Kulin, you don't rinse in hot water after Adalah. Say, no, maybe a saver means an extra. You always have to rinse in hot water. But for kachim, you have to rinse it in cold water. For kachim, you have to do it twice. I don't think that's a pashup shot. But some Rishonim are medayik from the fact that you need an extra rinsing for kachim. But again, the pashup shot is you need no rinsing for Kulin and an extra rinsing for kachim. But maybe it means you need a rinsing for chulin and two rinsings for kachin, which is a very big kish. Lemaiser, Rashi holds that way, and Rashi says that, remember, so that it won't go back and be boleach, are interestingly, says the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber doesn't say you do all the chumras normally, right? That was just the Avram and the Bach and the Ram and the Taz and the Shabris that do all the chumras. The Mechaber says if you do it before the fifth hour, you don't need any chumras. Yet he still accepts this, because the Torah says the minhag. It's a minhag to rinse it afterwards. Even before we had the minute to do all the chumras, there was a minute to rinse in cold water afterwards. That's Noagin Lishtov Kli Mayim Par Minhag or Gola Miyad. It's an interesting question. Why, even if it's in Menyol, even if it's before the fourth hour according to the Mechaber, even if it had Shishim Kenegdo, all these cases, why is it a minute to rinse it off afterwards is not so clear. Nowadays, it's obvious why we rinse it off afterwards. We do all the chumras possible for Chumra de Pesach. But why is there a minig in general to rinse it off afterwards? And Pasha's, this minig is even not during Pesach. It's not only Chumra de Pesach, it's a minig when Kasha retrieves, also rinse it off in cold water afterwards. Why is there a minig to wash to rinse it off in cold water afterwards? It's not so clear why the minig is. It's not so clear why the minig is to rinse it off afterwards. For us, we do all the Chumras, but for Mechaber, it's not so clear why you approve this minig. But Lemaiser was the minhag. The answer is just stama minhag. Must have been just stama minhag to rinse in cold water afterwards. Halach Lemaiser, that's our minhag, that after you do a gullah, you rinse in cold water. Again, it's not ma'akiv. The Mishavur quotes here, he says, since we all do it when it's not ben yomo, it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv, but the minhag is to rinse it off in cold water. In every Kafirin video or book, they will tell you that. The minhag is to rinse in cold water afterwards. The only exception is, according to those posts who say, in some cases, you can tash your glass with hagala. You should never rinse your glass in cold water after a kashrut. Why not? Because it will explode. Right. When glass goes from a hot temperature to a low temperature, quickly it explodes. But other than that, that's our minute. We always rinse it in cold water afterwards. Okay. Hadron Lach Simitov the base and Helkas Hagalas Kalem. And I think this is, we can now move to Hazara for those who are ready to move to Chazara. I'd like to at least have some Bikiyas. I know some fellows had the chance to learn Be'ion in some Kufi base, Kufi Gimel at the very least. But I'd like to optionally invite everyone next week in the regular Shear slots, we'll start Chazara, or whatever we're up to. Next week in the regular Shear slots, maybe I'll go through some Pas Akum and Bishul Akum, the basic concepts and Halach Lamaisa. Whoever wants to come, bring your Shulchan Aruch, your day of Kufiyut Beis, Kufiyut Gimel, next week in the regular Shear slots.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Kol Tov. The